啊，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛哈！今天大家都跑去什么什么三昧，那什么两华华华华三昧忏啊
！Venerable 法师 ，Everybody, good morning. Seems like a lot of people went to this special ceremony at the Dhammadron Retreat Center. So I don't see a lot of them here.
哦，我们这边也很精彩啊！
But not to say that it's not marvelous here too.
因为没有任何一个人可以离开我们这颗心去做什么事这样子啊？做你不管你们来这边听经，或者是参加这个什么华华三昧忏呢？需不需要这个心
？Because regardless what you're doing, you're not depart from this mind. Be it that you are doing this recitation, retreat ceremony at the DDRC, or you are reciting the sutra, can you depart from that mind? Of yours, doing all that things.
就像说，我们上个礼拜不是讲到嘛，就是我们的身体啊，我们像一部车子啊，那里面的司机，才是我们啊。那如果你这部车子啊，就是你这个尸体把你啊。哦，你这个身体把你趁你睡觉的时候把你载过到 DDRC 再把你载回来，你会不会觉得你有趣了？
For example, we had used this analogy during our last talk. The analogy is the driver and the cars. So the driver inside the car is us. So let me ask youWhen you sleep and someone moves your body somewhere else, like say DDRC, and then bring you back again, did you know that your body had been moved during your sleep?
因为这个这是一个蛮重要的观念啊。我们现在是有一个身体，还有里面还有一个司机嘛，对不对？那但是对我们来讲，我们分不清楚，身体跟司机的差别啊。
This is the entry gate, and it's a very, very important concept you need to establish. So we have this body and the driver, but we're not very clear.Ourselves, who we are, and what this driver is.
因为这个，我们有非常多次的经验，可是都忘记了哈。就是说，你有一天你一定什么身体败坏了，里面的司机就什么就离开车子，然后再去什么再找一辆车子啊。现在你们就是。前一世的 新车子，对不对？你们现在这个身体是不是前一世的新车子
？Actually, we had experienced this multiple times, which is that our body decayed, and the drive of the car left the car, and then again we acquire another new car.So in our subconscious awareness, there's this kind of stored information there, but we're not very clear what was going on.
So 有一些人啊，有一些小朋友问妈妈说：“妈妈，我从哪里来？”我不知道你们有没有问过这样子啊？只有少数人啊。他在换车子的时候， 我们也叫司马仲言就说，诶，我的手怎么变小了？
So, their example, like, children would ask their mother, where do I come from? There are actually very, very few people would really have still this memory of their where they come from. For example, this ancient scholar, Sima Si Qian.
Sima Zhong Yan.
Sima Zhong Yan, sorry. When he was born, and then he was asking himself, how come my hand became so small?
So, this one, when the child is asking, Mama, I came from you, he thinks it is his heart, or he thinks it is his body from where it came
from. So, the question is, when this child asks the mother, where does he or she come from? Does she ask his mind or his body?
应该妈妈跟洪恩说，你是问身体还是问问你的心
？Actually, the mother should respond by asking the question to the child. Do you ask where you come from, of your body or your mind?
那通常妈妈也搞不清楚，她只要说你从什么，你从垃圾捡过来的、啊。
But actually, the mother herself also is not clear. So sometimes she'll just say, oh, I pick you up from the garbage.
中国人是这么讲的啊，是不是？
This is how Chinese people will respond.
我不知道西方人会怎么回答啊。
Not sure about the Westerner mothers.
那有些小朋友问这个问题，问了几年以后，好像也问不出所以然。就不问了哈，那不像那个汉僧大师哈，七岁问到二十岁，问到开悟。
So some of the kids would continue ask this question for a few years, and didn't get any, you know, didn't go anywhere, so they stopped asking. It's not like Master Hansan, when he started this asked this question, he was only 7 years old. He continued.Asking until reached to 20s and he got enlightened.
我记得有一次，其实我也问这个问题啊，问就是我看到一个年轻人，就是二十几岁就去游泳死掉，那我就问说，那人来这个世界要干嘛啊？是不是就是工作啊？娶妻生子，然后进入棺材这样子。
Actually, myself also asked this question when I was young. When I encountered this experience that a young man I knew drowned and died, and that incident evoked this question of me asking, "What does life is about?" Why do we come here in this life for?
那我大概，如果问到现在大概有三十年了，这个问题我还是想要知道啊，但是不像汉僧大师他们，就是变成他生命的最重要的一件事。
So this question, I continue asking myself.Until now, it's almost over 30 years. However, I cannot compare myself with masters like Master Hansan because that question has become the most important question of their lives.
那我记得我刚也是三十年前嘛去就是华果山，就龙禅寺上课啊。那时候还居士啊。那其实师傅也问了同样的问题，他可能知道我在问这个问题。 他就问说你是谁啊？你们大家应该听过了。我说我叫某某某啊，我就讲我出家的名字。然后他就又问，明白？哦，我就回答说，那是我是某某某，对。那出家继续问，那他就问说，啊，你妈妈还没有给你起名字的时候，你是谁？啊，那我就想一想，我说我妈妈的儿子啊。那书家继续问说，啊，你妈妈，你妈妈还没有生你的时候，你是谁？他一直追问，其实也是要追那个源头。啊，那时候其实我追问就错了，我以为是在问前生啊，其实是在问你都还没有投胎，其实在问你的真心。那我以为是在问前世啊，啊，哦，那我就想说，那我又没有什么宿命通，我怎么知道？我不是讲宿命通，我讲说我没有修行啊，那没有修行就没有宿命通嘛，啊，怎么会知道？我没有讲宿命通，但是我的意思是说，我又没有修行，我怎么知道？师父看看这个孺子不可教啊，就不再问了啊。
When during the early times, when I practiced, I started taking classes in Nong Thai Monastery. At that time, I was still a lay person. And Sifu at one time asked me this question. I believe Sifu knew that I was also questioning myself about this the fundamental question, what life is about. So Sifu asked me, who are you? And then I respond, oh, I'm so-and-so. Then Sifu asked me again, when you are not given this name, before that, who are you? Then I thought about it, and I respond to Sifu, oh, I'm my mother's son. And then the Sifu asked me again, before you were born, who are you? At that point, I thought Sifu was asking me about who I was during my previous life. So I thought about it and then said, you know, I told Sifu, I didn't have much of a practice, you know, so I couldn't really see what's going on in my previous lives. So I don't know who I am. And then and that actually Sifu was trying to point out to me to see what is my true mind. But I took it as if he was asking me about who I was during my previous life. So upon hearing all these answers, Sifu stopped asking the question.
所以，我们上次就是说这部车子像一部司机，不是，我们身体像一部车子，然后我们的心啊，说我们的灵魂哈，像一个里面的司机哈，所以应该是司机比较是我们啊，那你死了以后，这个司机跑出去，对不对？所以用这个比喻哈，来比喻里面的灵魂哈，或者里面的神识。比较属于是我们不是身体，但是呢要从真心跟这个里面那个司机来比的话，司机是不是我们的？不是，所以这两个哈，哦，今天特别要强调这一个。
So in the previous class we used the analogy of car symbolizing as this body of ours and the driver inside the carsymbolize our mind or the soul. So when we die, the soul of ours will come out of this car. That is just an example, analogy to pinpoint that this physical body is not you. However, this analogy will be problematic if you take that driver as your true mind. So therefore, I'd like to clarify this point. In this talk.
也就是说会下车再去买一部、哦、六道的车子、哦、哪一道不晓得、哦那个是什么是会流转生死的什么神事，并不是我们楞经所讲的就是什么不生不灭的什么的真心，这个要厘清、哦、
So that which we will be deported from this car, the so-called driver. When the driver departs from the car, it will acquire another new one via six different realms. But that is just the consciousness, but it's not the true mind.
但是这个观念还是有用，因为身体、哦、跟里面那个心，或是说汽车、哦、车子跟里面的司机，你认为司机是我的话，至少比较不会怕死，对不对？现在我们是认为车子就是我，对不对？你现在整天都在保养车子，对不对？
However, this analogy is still very useful. The analogy of this body as the car and the mind as the driver. Because if you know that the driver is me, then you won't be so afraid of dying. Because oftentimes people identify the cars as themselves. Therefore, they spend all sorts of means and times and efforts to take care of this car.
那知道，就说你知道身体不是我，那跟把身体当成我两个的，你从现在开始或是近未来记的努力的方向是完全不同的。
So if you know that your physical body is not you, and you know that you have been identified this physical body as you, then with these two key points, and then you put your effort moving forward, that will be very, very helpful for you.
所以我们常上次也有讲过，有一些人他们要什么濒死经验啊，然后心就是他那一个神识离开身体以后，然后什么什么进入一道什么黑什么一个寒洞里面啊、哎、然后里面有一道光进去以后，然后他说非常的美妙，非常的祥和、啊、不想回来了，但是又被踢回来以后、他们对生命的那个态度就不一样了，非常的积极，为什么？花姐，原来那个司机并不会死，对不对？这个车子会败坏，可是身体这个司机并没有跟着死去了、啊、
Some people had the near death experience. Their consciousness entered into this cold cave. However,their consciousness experienced this ray of brilliant and beautiful, wonderful light. However, something struck them, so they got sent back to the real life in this earth. So this experience, this near-death experience, it really changes these people's attitude toward life. Because via this experience, they realize thatThe driver that inside that car doesn't die. It is this physical body or this car will decay.
这个有录音吗？是吧？啊？有录音哦。好。
Is the driver?The true mind, or is that still just an analogy? I mean,
他的问题就是说， 这个开车的这个驾驶员是真心吗？或者是这个只是一个举例而已？
哦，其实刚才有讲过哈，就是司机，如果你执着身体为你，那我就讲说里面的司机才是你。但是如果你认为是里面的司机是你，那我说那个不是，因为那个是什么？还会跑来跑去，还会再找新车子的。我们的真心会不会去找新车子？不会。我们的真心是不来不去的啊。
We have mentioned that earlier. To use this car and driver analogy is to those people who are very, very attached to their body. If you have this strong attachment to your body, then I will tell you that the body is not you, rather the driver inside this car, the car symbolizing the body as you. However, if you then attach to this concept of the driver, then I will tell you no, that driver is not your true mind, because the true mind is not like this. Driver will leave the car and go to somewhere and find another new car coming back and again, you know, back and forth like that, because the true mind doesn't move.
所以我们今天接下来这个主题就要讲，就是我们会一直觉得我们的心在身体里面，是不是就是相当于就是什么那一个司机哈、啊、躲在身体里面啊，这个不是哦，但是我们每个人都感觉我们的司机，我们那个心躲在身体里面。那任已经会讲到这个部分，为什么我们会这么感觉。
So the main topic for today's talk is the fact that we continuously feel that our mind is inside our body. So this driver, we symbolize with the driver we describe as inside our body. That concept actually is not correct.
所以他们科学家曾经这一年还是前年我看到报纸，他们科学家在做实验，就是说我们的有没有灵魂，那灵魂是不是出窍了啊？他们就要做一个实验，说证明有没有灵魂，也就是他们在一个，我们在这个等于是房屋上面有柱子啊，柱子上面可能就有写一些东西，你从下面是看不到的。然后他们就要试验说，如果真有灵魂的话，他能不能看到柱子上面的字？你从下面是看不到的，一定要什么？等于是你爬到上面才能够从上面就是怎么看下来嘛？就是他们科学家就在想说，到底有没有灵魂？那我做这个实验，如果他们灵魂出窍以后啊，然后看到说什么往上升啊，那看到柱子里面写什么，那表示什么？表示有灵魂爬上去了，对不对
？So either this year or maybe previous year, maybe last year, a few scientists try to put together an experiment to prove.The idea of to try to find the answer of the question of whether there is or there is not soul. To prove that there is soul or not, they design something like they would write some words on the pole that's very, very tall in a house. They put the words on top of the pole.And people would not be able to see what's written on the top of the pole. So if someone die, they believe the soul will rise above. And if the soul could identify the words written on the pole, that means there is soul.
因为我最近碰到两个例子啊，就是最近有一个西方人，他就问一个问题，他说他在睡觉的时候啊，他发觉他的神识啊，好像他西方人不知道怎么讲啊，我说讲他那个他自己哈、啊，就从床上这样离开啊，离开，然后就离开身体了，他就讲他自己啊，他们没有用心或者这样，他离开，然后就看到他躺在床上，他的身体躺在床上睡觉哈、啊，那他先就离开身体了，但是他也不晓得要去哪里啊，所以又跑回来啊，就来问我说啊，到底是怎么一回事这样。
There are two examples. One is a Westerner as me. One time after I slept, he said his consciousness or he himself actually left his body. He could see that his body was lying on bed. But at that point, he didn't know where to go. So he went back to the body again.So that experience was really puzzled him. So he came to me and asked me, what was that about?
他在问我说，下次如果再离开的时候，他应该要做什么？我说你下次离开哈、啊，我那时候没有想到，下次离开你就看能不能穿墙啊。你说你能不能回到哈、啊、你的国家？他的国家是在土耳其啊，你看能不能回到土耳其啊？那看看哈、啊，或是你去那一个什么？麦当劳店啊，看哪个地方有开啊，然后你看看这能不能看到什么人啊，那明天再来求证哦，你是不是、看到那个人是你梦境跟那个是有没有关系啊，我那时候忘记了。
When he asked me this question, I didn't really, tell him what I would want to tell him, which is, you know, next time this happens,Why don't you just try if you can go through wall or go to McDonald's and see people there and see if you could identify anybody and then prove that you actually were there or go back to your country, Turkey, and see what happened there. So I would tell him that next time if he had the same experience. But I forgot.
因为同样类似的、啊、就是我有一个小朋友，有一个小女孩、啊、她爸爸往生以后，她就看到她爸爸回来了、啊、她就抓她妈妈的手、啊、跟她爸爸握手这样子 啊, 啊，抓她妈妈的手去摸她爸爸的脸，对不对啊？这是第一个、哦、他可以看到呢。那接下来就有一天，他爸爸就带他去他们的故乡，可是他人是在什么？这小女孩人是在台北，可是他们的故乡是在什么？是在这个彰化，就是中部。他就跟他妈妈讲啊，说爸爸带他去什么回中部哦。他妈说你不要乱讲啊，啊你说你回去以后，啊你有看到阿妈穿什么衣服吗？他有看到了，不过他说哇，非常非常的累。
Another example happened at this young girl.When her father passed away, she was able to see her father came back home. When she saw that, she will take her father's hand. No, she will take her mother's hand to touch her father's face. One day, her father took her to his hometown.Which is different from where the little girl lives, which is in Taipei, and the hometown is in Zhanghua, middle of Taiwan. So the little girl shared this experience to her mom. The mother said, no, don't say this nonsense. Now, did you see your grandmother? And the little girl said, yeah, I did. I saw her. But the little girl said, that experience was very exhausting physically and mentally.
像我最近在旧金山也碰到有一个菩萨，他蛮年轻的，也在分享类似的故事，说他有一个同学，大概是就是送进医院，动个手术，那当然是注麻醉，就是他人就是进医院动手术，可是同一个时间他这一个同学在医院的这个同学出现在他们大学里面，这是大学的同学同一个时间他在他们的大学里面跟他三个同学就是说谈话，然后请他的同学去借一本什么东西给他，就是他有一个笔记请他们拜托他们去跟某个同学要一个笔记这样子。那三个同学是看到他们跟他互动，可是我们这位菩萨他明明看到他是在医院里面在里面在动手术然后他就跟他们核对说你们不要讲真的，你不要乱讲他们是我们三个就看到他来学校跟我们借笔记结果他们是无神论的嘛，听到这样的大家吓死了我说你就回去问那一个生病的人说刚刚他有没有去有没有去这个大学，结果他们不敢问，我说你问了就不是很好嘛，就可以知道说他到底他有没有去所以他们不敢问。
So recently, there's this one bodhisattva shared this similar kind of story with me. One of this person's classmates had to go to the hospital for operation. And somehow, simultaneously, while this person already under anesthesia in the hospital, revealed in the university, in the classroom with three other classmates, discussing with these three classmates and asking them to borrow a notebook for this person. And so this person who actually physically inside the hospital was able to go to the university had this kind of interaction with three other classmates. So when this Bodhisattva, who shared the story with me, discussed this situation with the three other classmates in university. When he heard this story, he said, no, that couldn't be, because this person actually was in the hospital ready for an operation. He couldn't be, in the university and discussing this, having this dialogue with you. So while hearing these, all of them, the three classmates was very afraid because they're so frightened because they don't believe it. They are an atheist. They don't believe anything. So they're very frightened. And they wouldn't dare to really check with this person whether you actually came to the university and asked us to borrow some notebook or not. So I was telling this person who shared the story with me is, why not? I mean, you should ask this person so you can prove whether this person actually went to two different places simultaneously.
所以在我们的像道家就是说像那小女孩人身体在此处，但她到另外一个地方，那别人并没有看到她，但她看到别人看到她妈阿嬷，对不对？ 那可能阿嬷没有看到他，我们这个叫做初阴神。啊，初阴神就是说你可以看到，但是别人看不到你，就叫初阴神。那如果你在两个地方同时出现，别人也看到你，看到别人，别人也看到你，我们叫做初什么？初阳神。
So, these two examples, one is the little girl, and the other is person undergoing the surgery. The little girl who was able to go somewhere while her physical body is in another place and seeing other people in another place. This in Taoist, it calls that someone's consciousness, just the yin consciousness came out of the physical body. The second example, the person who not only could come out of his physical body and be seen by other people in another place, where the first example, she was able to go somewhere, see something else, you know, in different location of her physical body, but other people in that other place couldn't see her. That is called coming out of your in consciousness. But the second example, that both locations, other people could see this individual, is called coming out of your yang consciousness. Just yin and yang. Yin, yeah, yin and yang, yeah.
In consciousness,
and young consciousness. I don't know how do you translate in consciousness in a Western term. I don't know. You know, anybody knows, tell me.
这同样的故事还蛮多的。我知道有一个出家人哦，他也是能够出阳神。他每次在禅堂打坐哦，而同一个时间他就跑到厨房哦。去拖馒头，而且还不止自己吃，还分给别人家吃哈。结果那个方丈和尚也会啊，就他人坐在禅堂，方丈和尚也坐在禅堂。那他出去这个厨房拖馒头，然后方丈和尚也出阴阳神去把他抓回来，把他赶走。
There are actually plenty of similar stories. For example, this monastic person who has this ability of coming out of this, the yin consciousness. So he used that to the max. He would go somewhere and meet people. He frequently would go to the kitchen and steal food. And not only eat the food that he stole,himself, he also shared what he stole to other people. However, the abbot also had the ability coming out of his yang consciousness. So each time when this person coming out of his body and going somewhere, the abbot will be there, catch him and bring him right back.
好，这个讲这些故事啊，两个就是我碰到了，那一个是以前的故事啊。那我们重点在讲说，我们现在的经验啊，大家的经验，会觉得心在身体里面，哦，或者我们讲说神是在身体里面。那《楞严经》就要讲说，为什么我们会觉得心在身体里面
？All these stories, personally heard, and the others are previous stories recorded. The key point of all these experiences to illustrate this point that we experientially we feel that our mind is inside our body.And that is the core principle that Surangamic Sutra is trying to illuminate to us that that's not the case.
这个 我们现在都有经验啊，那如果你那个心啊，不在身体里面，实际上就是开悟的人，他们的心不在身体里面的，还是我们叫做什么？不在任何地方，但也是什么？没有离开任何地方。
So, this is the experience how we all feel. However, for those that are enlightened, they know.They experience that the mind is not inside the body, but is also not in anywhere.
如果你的心、啊、你感觉你的心在身体里面，其实很容易执着身体就是我。那如果你的心不在身体里面，其实你很容易了解身体，就是只是你一个什么感知的一个现象。
If you feel that your mind is inside your body, then very easily you will be very attached to this body of yours. However, if you don't feel, you don't think that the mind is inside your body,then you will not that attached to this body.
现在我们的经验、啊、你看看、啊、你们坐在你的座位上，那我这个人就是在你的身体的前面、啊、这个我以前都讲过了、啊、是在你的身体前面，然后你的隔壁的人是在你的身体什么左方右方还有后面，对不对？都是你都是以身体为主的来建立你的什么经验世界，是不是这样子？
Let's talk about the experience right now you are having. For example, you're sitting in your position and I am sitting from your perspective. I am sitting in front of youAnd if you look at to your left or to your right, you feel that the people sitting to your right and to your body and to your left. All that you are centered around this physical body to illustrate your own experience.
声音也是一样啊，声音也是在你的身体的什么前方或是什么左方后方或是什么上方，有没有？
It is the same as the sound that you will identify the sound either is in front of you, behind youOn your right side or on your left side, which is all centered around your physical body.
然后我们闻到味道也是一样啊，是不是？譬如说我放一个臭屁，或是我撒香水，对不对？你就可以感知到说这个香水是在什么？我的正前方，或是我的右后方，是不是都是以身体为中心？
Same thing with the smell or the scent. That if I fart or if I put on some perfume, then your senses will identify based on where your physical body is, whether that smell is in front of you, behind you, or left, right, or in any event, it's centered.Based on your physical body to identify the direction of the smell.
我们这一次刚打一个话头时嘛，哈，没有多久啊，那就有一个菩萨啊，他闻到哈、哦，就是厨房煮的东西，你知道吗？禅堂离厨房有没有200公尺？啊，有哈、哦。我就问他说，那你闻到的跟他实际上煮的有没有一样？他说一样。
This past 10-day Wato retreat, one retreatant told me that he was physically inside the Chang Hall, but he was able to smell the food in the kitchen. And when I asked, was it the same food that you smelled? And he said, yes. Now, you know, some people, you know, the distance between the Chang Hall and the dining hall. It's about 200 meters? Yeah. So that is someone share that experience with me.
其实我忘记问他哈，他这时候请问他是不是从他身体的位置闻到就是斋堂的香呢，还是他不知道他在哪里？
I forgot to ask him this question. So when you smell the food,Is it that you know where your physical body is or not?
就是从你身体的方向去闻到那一个的，闻到那一个，从你身体这一个位置，然后去闻到就是在躺，还是说你根本就不知道身体的，根本就不知道你的身体在哪里而闻到了，就是你没有身体的感觉而闻到的。跟你从你身体这个位置去闻到不太一样。
To clarify my question, so when you smell the scent of the food in the kitchen, is it from the position of your physical body at the time that you know your body is there and you were able to smell the food in the kitchen?Or at that point, your body has dissolved. There's no body. You don't sense your body. You don't feel the body is not there. And yet you were able to smell the food in the kitchen.
通常我们有比较这种特殊能力啊，比如说能够听到远方啊，非常远的地方的，比如说味道啊。那甚至比如说你能够比如说听到蚂蚁在什么在吵架哈，通常照理讲的话你是应该是没有身体的感觉的。
Generally speaking, for those people who have extra supernatural power, they could hear very far, they could smell food from very far awayAnd they could even hear so far, so minor, so small sounds, such as like two ants arguing with each other. When that experience occurred, for those people, they don't have the sense of their body.
因为只要你有身体的感觉，你是透过身体的感官，比如说你是用眼睛看用鼻子闻或是用耳朵听，那这些有物质体的感官它能够什么感知的范围其实是很什么很局限的。
Because if you use your physical body to sense, to perceive sensual objects, for example, you use your eye, physical eyes to see, your nose to smellyour tongue to taste, all these use this physical elements, objects, to as organs to feel, to sense the sensual objects, that it's very limited how much you could actually sense or how far you can reach. It's very limited.
所以知道有一次吸引老和尚他在应该在禅修当中，他就穿透那个什么，他在禅堂，可是他看到有出家人在那个什么厕所里面小便，是穿墙看到的，眼睛基本上是看不到的，一定是什么用心看到了。那你通常这样的状态的话，你不应该 是有身体的感觉的。
For example, there's a story happened to Master Xu Yun when he was inside Chan Hall practice meditation. He was able to go through the wall and see people urinating in the bathroom. Now, this experience, definitely, he did not see the situation with his physical eyes. Rather, he sees with his mind.
所以，只要是你透过你的感官看啊，那你就会其实就说你的能够看能够听的就非常有限啊。
So as long as you use your physical organs to see, to smell, to taste, they are very limited. What you can see and what you can smell, what you can taste.
那现在就是什么？我们要讲说，其实你的心并不是在身体里面。你假设有身体的感觉，有身体的感觉啊，基本上大部分是因为你都用到身体的感官在跟外面接触。
So now we wanted to talk about the fact that your mind is not inside your body. That the feelings that you have, the physical feelings that you have right now, is because you use your body organs to contact with the external environments.
你们看一看啊，就是眼睛是在身体里面，对不对？耳朵也在身体里面，鼻子也在身体里面，还有什么？舌头也在身体里面，身体当然就是在身体里面嘛，哈。那意识在哪里？很多人是用脑细胞嘛，脑细胞也是在什么？身体里面。
Let's look at this.Your eyes is inside your body. Your ear is inside your body. Your nose is inside your body. And so is your tongue. And your body obviously is inside your body. Where is your consciousness? Some people would say, oh, it's in my brain. No, but brain is also inside your body.
好，让你看看了哈。我们看到色相啊，我之前有讲过了。你看到色相，其实你是看到视神经后面的色相。听到是听到什么？听神经后面的声音，传过去的声音。那同样的，鼻子啊、身体啊，都是透过神经系统传到大脑里面的东西。所以当然你去认识这些色相啊、声音啊，当然就是在你的身体里面喽。
So obviously, let's talk about the image that you see. The image that you see, because it is reflected in your sight nerve system, visual nerve systems in your brain that projected out, so you were able to see. Same thing with the hearing.You hear the sound because it bounces back into your nerve system and transmits it to your brain. Therefore, you feel that you can hear. Same thing with the smell and your sensation. This is all through the nerve systems receiving the messages and then transmit it via your brain. And then you perceive that as you see, you smell,You taste and you touch.
那经典里面有讲到，就是说，为什么我们感觉心在身体里面？它不是这么解释啊，它有另外一个解释啊。
However, in the sutra, it explained why that sentient beings feels that the mind is inside their body. It is different from what I just illustrated.
那我们的经典有谈到，就是说我们的真心啊，原先是没有什么虚空山河大地的啊。
In the sutra, it talks about that our original true mind doesn't have space, doesn't have the world.
所以我们在那一个生死系列有不是一开头吗？界海虚空气什么娑婆夜浪流什么罗兰等彼岸极乐有鬼座，有没有？前面有没有？他讲得很短，界海，界海就是我们的真心，我们的好像让他换了，对吧？
So in this special ceremony liturgy, it's called three times, three time periods, praying ceremony. It started by saying that this the beautiful chanting that Fa Shi just share with you, it says that our original mind is like this awakened ocean. But all of a sudden, out of this awakened vast ocean, it came out with this void or space. And then,this erroneous somehow beliefs or understanding is that that sentient beings needs an object to interact to have the sense of awareness. When that arises, then the space is created and the world is created. Sentient beings evolves.And the karma also established. So this is process of how from this true mind of ours, then we somehow become this deluded.Mind，
也就是说，你只要有虚空起，只要你看到虚空，那你就是在什么？你就在流浪生死。
This means, so long as you sees the space, by recognize the space, you will continues.Cycle through death and rebirth.
也就是说，我们劫海本来是没有什么虚空，没有山河大地的。然后，就是因为你一念妄动啊，然后产生能所。那虚空跑出来了，世界跑出来了，众生跑出来了。
In other words, in this vast ocean of awareness, there is no space, there is no mountain, rivers, and earth. But because this one deluded mind started to move, then all of a sudden, that mentality of self-centered, this me and or this subject or the in relation to the subject of the object or the things that we project or we see all of a sudden start to operate. And once that mentality and the operation start kicks in, meaning the subject versus the object, then this whole space starts to evolve. And then when the space starts, and then the space from the space, it comes out with the earth, the river, the mountain, and the universe. And then after that, sentient beings started to come out. And then with the sentient beings, the actions, thoughts, feelings start to interplay with each other. Therefore, the karma created.
好，从一念，因为就是妄动，我们说无明，然后产生虚空世界以后，就是 是你自己产生的哈，然后你就在这个世界里面，就是由四大组成的世界里面，你就去挑选一个小四大，就是精子母什么父精母血，那你就钻进去了，然后就变成你现在的这部车小车子哈、哦，它是人的车子啊。
So from this one deluded thought, out comes this ignorance of sentient beings, and then because of the ignorance that creates this false identity of the universe, the space, mountains, rivers, sentient beings, and karma created. Now know that this is all created by you. And also, in addition to that, this great four elements that create this all material world, that what we somehow only identify this very, very tiny, tiny four elements, which is the sperm and the mother's egg, and then we somehow enter into that very tiny, tiny four elements, and then create that tiny, tiny four elements, then become this physical body, and then we identify this physical body as me, or this car as me.
你们看看，你还没有投胎之前，父亲母姐是不是你？不是啊，是被你感知的现象啊。
So let's look at this. Before you were born, that this your parents, it's something you actually could sense to you, it's something that you are aware, but it's not you.
所以你看哈，你一旦比如说你也不用说死掉哈，死掉大家没经验了，有经验忘记了哈。我们每天你没看到，每天睡觉的时候，你现在你经验到的身心世界、山河大地、西方，是不是都消失了？
So let's take example of sleeping. So when you asleep, all your experience, your feelings about the world, like mountains, air you breathe, and all the things you could see when you are asleep, all disappear, right?
然后当你惊醒了醒来以后，你又什么？你的心又去创造这些东西出来，是不是这样子？睡觉以后，因为你 不什么不想听不想什么看然后不去放松身体不去想不去感觉身体、那就睡着了就好像就要身体、没有感觉才叫做睡着嘛那因为你这些动力不去看它不去不去听它那不去感觉它它就没有啊感觉它它才有没感觉它它就没有的
So but when you awake from your sleep then the mind start to create all these images again all these things the so-called objects that you perceiveStarted to, you created that again. The mind started to create that again. But during the sleep, it is because you don't want to hear, you don't want to see, and you don't want to feel. Therefore, the feelings are gone.
所以我们在晚上睡觉的时候，你会有身体不见的经验，对不对？只是你不知道哈。然后打坐就比较明显打坐因为不管身体所谓不管身体就是你的心不要去注意身体它久了以后你就感觉身体不见了
So we all have this experience、when we sleep that we experience that our body disappeared butLet's take the meditation experience as an example. It's very obvious when you meditate, if your mind does not pay attention to your physical sensations, if you maintain that for a long time, you also won't feel the body.
经典里面有讲到就是说你的心、啊、他们叫什么明空空现就你的心去明明就是什么去感知你是 感知虚空那虚空就出现
In the sutra it says your mind when the mind illuminate the space will appearIlluminate here means that if you sense or feel or know, then that space will reveal.
同样的啊，譬如说你们来明我这个身体，我这个身体就出现了。那等一下你去明你的什么？腰部因为什么因为酸嘛所以腰酸就出现了
For example if you shine with your mind on my body then my body will appear or later on that you are sitting there and your waist feels very sore and your mindShine on that, or you illuminate and that sensation, and that sore feelings will appear.
那我们就在这个明的功能之下，明什么出现？那我们每天白天是不是都在明身体
？So we are operating under this function.Of this so-called illumination. So when whatever we illuminate, and that object will appear. So every day, we illuminate different objects, and different objects will occur.
那我们现在我们的经验啊，我们会你会跟你的脑袋瓜里面的想法明我们在想啊对不对是不是你比如说你自己心里面去想实际上是你的心去明你的心里面的一些什么语言或是一些画面你明它那这些东西就出现
For example, our current experience that when you are thinking something in your brain, that means you are illuminating something inside. And then some language, words, or images, or photos, pictures will occur in your mind.
那通常，哎。
I'm sorry, I think, it, I, you know, I, as those of you who know, I don't speak in Mandarin, so. Echo, you're using the, an active verb. You're saying your mind, when your mind illuminates something. I mean, you make it sound as if there's something inside of us that's deciding to do these things and then taking an action. I don't think that's what you're really... I mean, I would like to have some clarification on this. I mean, are we talking about something that is done actively and purposefully in some way by some deluded mind that is inside of us? Or are we talking about something that just happens that way because we are ignorant?
他说我一直用那个动词哈，就是用什么明这个用我们的心去明一样东西啊一直就是说好像是一个动作哈，就是他想要很清楚的知道，就是说我们是比如说我们在明一样东西的时候呢，我们是不是很清楚的知道我们要明什么东西，或者是这是一种妄念的妄想，这是妄想的心在操作，是在我们身体的里面那个妄想的心在操作啊，或者是就是一种一个就是说我们有这种很清楚的知道我们的目标在做想要明什么，所以我们去明，或者是说我们这个是就是一种很不清楚的情况，就去用我们的心，我们也以为自己的心就在身体里去明。
它应该是两个啊，有一种是你自己想明啊，比如说你第一个不经意看到一个东西，那你就想要看它是怎么样做的，那你就刻意要去明它的那个是什么做的。可是你第一眼看到的时候，其实也是你选择，可是我们一般人并不知道是你自己刻意选择的。
There are two kinds, right? So when you look at something, that actually you made a choice to look at something, but you didn't know that when you just encounter the object, when you see something. And the next thing is when you see something and you want to find out what was that about, and then you continue to investigate that. So,This is one kind.
就像比如说我们脑袋瓜突然间浮出一个念头来，是你可以想的吗？还是他自己跑出来的？
For example, a thought just surfaced out of your brain. Did you intentionally have this thought coming out, or...The thought just come out itself.
有时候是念头自己跑出来，然后你再跟它互动。那跟它互动那一个，可能就是什么？就是你说，哎，我是可以什么？哎，就是不要跟它互动。我有自主权。可是它自己窜出来的时候，你就发觉是什么？被偷袭了吗？
But sometimes.The idea comes out by itself, and then you decided to interact with that idea. And at that point, you have a control whether you want to engage with this idea come out of your brain or not.
就是说我们的内心其实那一个什么有妄念他不自主的跑出来，那个其实禅修比较好的人，他是可以什么？是可以，就是说我要让他起来，或不让他起来。但是我们的功夫比较差的人， 就觉得他自己跑出来的啊，就是觉得是被偷袭的，其实是你的心不够细。
Actually, the wandering thoughts coming out from our mind, we are uncontrollable. It somehow appears to be, it's uncontrollable. It just pops up, by itself. However, for those who practice much deeper and more advanced, they actually could control the thoughts, ideas coming out of their mind.
因为我们投胎以后啊，我们有一个基本盘啊，就是你想活命啊，我们的心就会不自觉的让这一个身体能活命的这些基本的什么运作模式，它已经什么变成，你会觉得它是什么？它是自动的，不是你刻意的。
So, when we were born again, there are this kind of basic premises or basic mode that already established for us to be alive. We feel for us to be alive. It seems like it just the body has this automatic mechanism of maintaining lives by itself. So all our physical body has this, follow this very basic principles of how the organs operate with each other to sustain our lives. Seemingly is like automated.
就像我们生下来，好像婴儿就有一个本领，就是要呼吸，然后要吸奶，需不需要教？
For example, when a baby was born, the baby has this innate ability to want to breathe and to want to suck the mother's milk.
这个照理讲应该是这个婴儿啊想活命，所以他就变成一个惯性的念头。如果他不想活命的话，他会不会动要吸奶的念头？
To explain that phenomenon, actually, you could think this way. Now, because the baby wants to live, therefore, there is kind of habitual beliefs or thoughts.Ideas already imprinted in this baby's mind, therefore it operates as if it's automated.
所以说，就是说，你一旦投胎以后，因为你想要活下去，只有你想要活下去的这一个欲望，就会促使你的心不断的什么念头不断的出来。
In other words, once you were born, you have this desire, want to live. And because of this desire, then the mind will work according to that desire to then make that happen, that help you to live.
就像如果把你的鼻子把你捏起来的话，你是不是说好捏起来就捏起来不要呼吸，还是你马上要挣扎？
For example, if I pinch your nose and press hard and not let you breathe, will you just say, okay, go ahead, I won't breathe and I'll die? No, you're going to fight, right?
如果就是他不想活命的人，就是他想要安乐死或是怎么样啊，不想活命的话，他就什么啊，你给我捏鼻子，那我就不呼吸了。所以你是可以什么可以选择的，只是说大部分人都想活命，所以是什么？你就会以为那是一个本能。
That is because you want to live. What about for those who wants to die? So if you pinch the nose and wouldn't let them breathe, they say, "Okay, go ahead," because that's what I want. I want to die, right? So it's really based on what the desire is. You want to live.Your mind creates conditions will allow you to live. But it is so finite that you thought that's your somehow innate automatic abilities somehow just exist.
那因为你的，因为我们生下来以后，我们想活命，所以你的脑袋瓜里面可能，比如说肚子饿了，那可能胃就通知，通知你的大脑，那有个饿的感觉，那你的心就去感知这个感觉以后，接下来就要什么？透过眼睛去找什么？找食物。如果是小 baby 就什么？就哇，哎嘛，那妈妈听了以后，这个是要吃奶，对不对？就赶快给他奶，对不对
？So because after you were born, you want to live. So then there's this mechanism in your stomach will be like when you are hungry, then that sensation of the hunger will, the message will pass. The feelings will then notice the brain, and the brain, and then the mind will then use your eyes to look for food to satisfy your stomach needs. And for the baby, right? The baby will, when the baby feels hungry, the way the baby notify the needs is through crying. And then when the baby cries, the mother would know, oh, the baby is hungry. I better feed him.
所以你从生下来，因为你想活命，所以第一个让你能够呼吸，另外还要让你什么吃食物，吃了以后要什么要拉，对不对啊？这个基本的都要靠你的心去什么去抿。要吸奶的话，要不要先去抿抿母奶，抿什么？抿妈妈的奶头，然后什么？用你的心去抿嘴巴去触，那都全部是用心去抿的。
So when we were born, we want to live. Therefore, there is the mechanism of breathing, and eating, and go to the bathroom. All these basic.Functions of physical functions will be established because we want to live. And all these desire sensations depends on the mind to shine or to notice or to illuminate what the desire is. Then the physical body will follow and to satisfy the need.
然后你这些活命的基本需求就是透过你的心去抿来抿去以后，接下来再往外抿什么，要去建立的经验有没有？就用手去什么啊，什么东西抓到了以后就什么，就往嘴巴送，对不对？抓要不要用心透过手去抿？要。然后跑来这一个舌头以后，要不要用心透过舌头去抿？都是抿来抿去的。
And then, so all these like basic necessity to allow us to live after we were born is established, and because we have a desire to live. And then at the same time, we also have the desire to know the external, to establish the external experience of interacting with the external world. So then this desire, our mind will then illuminate this desire of ours and illuminate the parts of our body. For example, we will use our hand to grasp something, right? If we will then this desire, the mind will then illuminate the hand to grasp.
Need two microphone. 刚才不是有一个吗？在那边。
Okay, sorry. You say when you're hungry, the mind illuminates a hand to try to grab some food. Why don't you just say, when you're hungry, your hand, you try to grab some food. I mean, the mind illuminates a hand. What does that mean exactly? Why don't you just say, when you're hungry, you try to grab some food?
他说, 为什么你说肚子饿的时候用你的心去抿那只手然后去抓食物来吃? 那你为什么不就直接说我肚子饿我就去拿食物吃呢?
这样的如果这样的话不用讲楞严经了啊。
If that's the case, what's the point of talking about Surangama Sutra?
Now we're on the same page. this would be helpful to me anyway. Could you explain why using this terminology that we've been using, the mind illuminates a hand to grab some food, is useful in terms of understanding the Surangama Sutra as opposed to the phrase just, well, and then you try to grab some food, which is not so useful. What is it about the mind illuminates that what does that tell us about the Surangama Sutra?
那请法师，再讲详细一点，就是说，为什么你不能肚子饿就说好吧，就去吃饭呢？然后还要讲的这么，就是说还要用心去抿一个手，然后拿食物。你晓不晓得那个中风的人，他肚子饿了啊，他要。
Do you know when someone has a stroke, if this person is hungry, his mind wants to use his hand to grasp food, but he couldn't. So even though his mind has illuminated the hand, wanted the hand to grab some food, but this hand couldn't be illuminated to do the actions that the mind wants.
I'm going to be done after this one. But I mean, it's the use of the word illuminate here is what's bugging me. I can understand the statement. A person who has had a stroke can feel hunger, but will be frustrated because he or she cannot get his or her hand to work right. So they're unable to actually grab the food even though they want the food. I understand that entirely, I think. That's just basic biology, as I was taught biology in a high school that had never heard of the Surangama Sutra. why do you say the mind illuminates the hand? If you could tell me why that phrase, which alien to what I was taught, is there, I think I might learn something about the sutra.
Be patient.
他说这个用心去明 这个他就是不懂，他说他可以了解，就是说法师用的举例，就是说如果中风的人呢，他想要吃，因为他的身体不能动，所以呢，他的手没办法去拿那个食物来吃，这个他很了解，因为他学过生物，所以他知道这个身体的这个所有的这个运作应该是怎么样如何的这个运作哈，可是呢，法师一直用这个心去明这样东西。 他这个道理他没有办法明白。好，我来讲，其实我就要讲这个啊，结果他用了5分钟的时间。Okay, I'll try to use five minutes to explain it to you.
其实因为我们的心往内明念头，往外明色相，然后明来明去，明来明去了以后，结果你把所明的这些念头当成是自己的心。 啊，这些念头都在身体里面，只有你就认为心在身体里面了。
Because we use our mind innerly, illuminate these ideas, and then outwardly illuminate these phenomena or forms, then we constantly doing this kind of operation, constantly innerly illuminate our thoughts, ideas, feelings, outwardly illuminate objects, forms, pictures, images, back and forth and back and forth. And then we took those objects that we actually illuminate, and then those objects becomes our, we believe they are our mind.
就是说你的心啊，或是说你像一个 CEO 好了啊，那你的 CEO 然后就有六个部门啊，眼睛送过来，那到视神经，然后到你的脑部门，有一个你所看到的这一些什么公文，这样就是一些信息，然后就总共有六个部门，那就在大脑里面，你的心就在大脑那个位置里面得到这些信息，那你去明它，明它，明它，结果你把所明的现象当成你的心，其实 CEO 才是你。结果我们是把所明的念头当成什么？当成自己。
So for example, let's say you are a CEO of a company and you have six departments. Your eye department, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind. Okay, you have six departments. And then the eyes, when the eye sees something, it transmits the messages to the brains and tell the brain there's some documents and then go through that. But because of this six departments, right, the eye has the particular function, ears, nose, and body and mind, all of a sudden you take all these things as you and forgot you are the CEO and those are your six departments.
你们有没有，我们有没有经验呢？你把记忆中的什么旧账翻起来，有没有某某人的画面翻起来，那是被你感知的一个画面呢，结果变成是什么，变成是妈妈，或变成是你，有没有？你把早上在家里面那个画面，怎么再把它找起来？那是被你明的对象，对不对？就要变成是我从家里面来，有没有？有没有花姐
？For example, you often dig out your old memories, in the past, and then take that old memories, all the feelings, stored it.As you. For example, you come to this center this morning, all these pictures, you know, that you had experienced, it's your mind illuminate all these pictures, but you take those pictures that your mind actually illuminated as you.
好，那我们就是把明的这一个什么，我所明的这一个什么，你从家里面来的画面呢，这是被你明的一个画面，你明它等于它就消失了，怎么那个是你啊，那个是你的画面，最后我们说我从家里面来了。
So in other words, that images of you coming to the center from your home, that's just a picture that your mind were able to illuminate to, butYou take that things, the object that your mind actually illuminate, which is the picture of you coming from home to here as you.
那你在明的时候，你在明你这些念头的时候，明早上来的时候，请问这时候有没有身体？
Question. When you are illuminating these ideas, do you also at the same timeHave this physical body of yours.
假设你在明的时候，你这时候没有身体的时候，你是不知道你在哪里的。
If on the other hand, while you are illuminating all these ideas and thoughts of yours or experience, and you don't know there's no physical, you don't know you're where your physical body, then you don't know where you are.
你像啊。
Okay, illuminating replace that as awareness. Does that help you, Bill?
那就因为这一个你把这一个所名的念头当成你，那这一个念头又在你的身体里面，所以你就觉得你是把这个心念当成你，所以你就觉得我的心就在身体里面。
Because this illuminating or awareness of the ideas, you perceive these ideas as you, and then you, because you identify that as you, so you believe that the mind is inside your body.
事实上，你的念头是被你明的对象，你的身体是被你明的对象，然后外面的山河大地虚空都是你被你明的对象，你怎么你的心是在身体里面？
Actually, all these ideas that you are aware of, you illuminate with your mind or your body or mountains and river, they are all objects. How could the objects be your mind?
所以我们在禅修的时候，你一直用方法，然后慢慢的你没有感觉到身体，那就像那一个人有没有闻到厨房，有没有厨房的味道，因为什么？你发觉你的心是什么？无所不明的。
So when you are practice meditation and you use your method to the point that you don't have any physical sensations, it's like that person who was able to smell the food in the kitchen. At that point, you're not aware of the physical sensation of your body.
所以就是说，其实身体是我们明的对象，结果现在变成什么？变成我的心就在身体里面，因为我们都透过眼睛、耳朵、鼻子在明。其实不需要眼睛、耳朵、鼻子，你还是可以明。
So body is something we are aware, some object that we are aware of, but because we perceive these objects that we are aware of as ourselves, and then we then believe the mind inside our body. So actually, all these awareness, for example, the sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. It doesn't really. We are aware. We don't depend on our eyes, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind to aware. Our mind aware without depending on these sense organs.
所以经典讲说，我们的心能够明的这个心像个大海，那我们的身体只是我们明被我们明的一个小小波浪或者小那个什么。泡沫是吧？那你其他的部分你都可以明，结果你把你自己的小波浪当成你，其他是别人。
So in the sutra, it describes the sentient beings, how they operate in their beliefs in terms of the function of the mind. Is that it described our mind is like this vast ocean. However, sentient beings only identified within this vast ocean, this tiny, tiny wave or bubble as themselves, and forget that they actually, they are aware of this whole. Their awareness is just like this vast ocean and not just this tiny bubble.
Okay, thank you. I think this is helping now. The tiny bubble, that's the part, look, I mean,I'm sitting in my apartment and I smell something good coming in through the window and I get a little bit hungry. I don't experience this as my mind becoming the hunger the way that it's being talked about. I experience it as I smelled something that smelled good and then I had a feeling of hunger, but at all this...But I know that, but that's not my whole self, right? I mean, I understand that that's the bubbles, right? Is when I think, oh, there's something that, there's a nice smell, and maybe I'd like to get something to eat. That's the bubbles, because that's what I feel in my head, right? But this whole idea that I become the desire or something is, I don't experience it that way. I mean, it doesn't seem like that to me in ordinary life.
他说，比如说我坐在这里，我的公寓里面，我闻到了一些食物，我肚子突然饿了，我就很想要吃东西啊。那个，他说这样子的经验，他晓得这个就是说，就像大海里面小泡沫，然后比如说坐在他的公寓里面啊，说是闻到这个食物的香味啊，哦，这些都是这些经验，所谓这些经验都是像一个小泡沫一样的大海里面。面的小破，可是他没有办法能够了解，就是说经典两里面用的那个大海就是他，他是没有办法去能够理解这个样子。嗯，
就有一天你人家跟你做练的时候，就可以了解了。
On the day that you died.And people were chanting some Buddha's names around your coffin. At that moment, you will understand. I'm going to come back to talk to
you if I don't. 我会回来。你要回来告
诉我们说没有照。我会来
告诉你。但是你没有身体，你要托梦哦。
Thank you. I don't want, I mean,
without your body, you have to send the dream.
I don't want to take up any more time. Thank you very much.
我不想再浪费大家时间了。
所以，这个是一个很关键的，就是今年就是什么？我们是把明的对象当成我，结果你可以明的东西太多了，结果你不明。大概讲了半天，就是这个应该是很蛮重要的，因为。你只要你的心在身体里面，那个是什么？那个、是妄心，不是真心。
This is a key point. We identified objects that we are aware of as ourselves, and the object that we actually are aware of are very tiny compared to actually our capability.The things that we actually, our true mind is aware, can be aware of. And as long as you believe that the mind is inside your body, you will continuously have this kind of deluded thinking and cycle through birth and death.
他最后是强调就是说，你这个身体啊，不能呼吸，不能动了以后，你那个能无所不知的真心是不会失去的。他讲这一个。
The sutra said, even your body decayed, you couldn't breathe, it's burned out, but the mind, the true mind, has not decayed, disappeared. It doesn't change.
他无所不知的那一个。
And that knows everything.That nothing that the true mind doesn't know, that true mind, that thing that knows, won't disappear.
那时候你就可以了解这个心没来没去的。
Then you will understand this true mind is not coming nor going. Okay, thank you.